Jim Allender, has having this game to prepare for been handy in terms of getting back on the bike after the loss to Leicester?
Yes, it has. I think if we'd finished the season after the Leicester defeat, it would have been a poor way to go, and a little bit like last year, you know, when we got knocked out at the semi-final of the Premiership stage. So we've put that behind us. We're bitterly disappointed, but, you know, we're proud of our performance, and, you know, some of the defensive display out there was outstanding. And it's given us a chance to move on very, very quickly and look forward to this really big game.
Yes, indeed. Now, I asked you a few weeks ago whether getting to two finals would be seen as achievement enough for the season. You've got one out of two. How crucial now is winning the trophy for you, the players, and the fans?
I think if we don't win on Saturday, we'll be very, very disappointed. Of course, it's great that we've got to this final and got to the semi-final of the playoffs, but it's all about winning this game, professional sport, and you know, the town have done it before, the club have won it before, and throughout my 4 years, that's all I've heard here is, you know, when we won the Heineken Cup, and it's certainly lovely to win that and get a recent trophy in the cabinet.
Yes, indeed. And Leinster, they offer a slightly different proposition to Leicester, although one could argue not a huge amount, you know, big up front, and they've got the runners as well. What do you need to do better this week?
I think we need to free up some quick ball. We need to play. You know, we probably didn't.
Really didn't achieve that enough.
Yeah, we did, and I think a lot of credit to Leicester. You know, it's a narrower pitch than what you're used to. It's not in fantastic condition, and they're very, very good at stopping quick ball, and that's something that we want to do. We want to play on the front foot. We've got to be equally strong in defence and look for those opportunities at turnover, and hopefully we might just get that rub of the green, which we didn't feel we got at the weekend.
There are inevitable comparisons between the Ireland-England game that occurred, and obviously Quinns went over to Munster and got that win that, for people like Nick Easter and Danny Kerr in the England squad, it was a win on the board against Ireland for the English. In terms of some of your players that will be going into this game that will hopefully be wanting to get past that position themselves, and maybe even Courtney Laws, who wasn't involved, it's their motivation must be filtering through the group.
Yeah, I think so. I don't actually think it's about that international and about having to you know, get something back against Ireland. I think it's more of an opportunity that you don't get it very often. It's a chance to play with your mates who you train, you play. You probably see more, you know, than your mates than you do of your partners and wives. It's an opportunity to go with them to the biggest club event of probably the world, you know, the Heineken Cup. Is a fantastic event, and we've got, you know, we're down to the last two, and if we can win it, it will be something special for all those players.
Yeah, certainly will be. Now, the Amlin Opta Index stats have your front row as the key for you in the competition so far. Tongariro and Majati, the top scrummagers, alongside Dylan Hartley and his highly accurate line-out work. Have the lawmakers had it right this season in allowing the modern game to be based on forwards winning the ball and unleashing the backs? There seems to be less fear of the contact zone.
I think so. You need that. You need an emphasis on the set piece. What we don't want is we don't want 15 players all 6'1" and identical size. You know, we want it to be full of different shapes and sizes. That's the beauty of rugby union. And to do that, you need a scrum where only really those strong big boys who struggle to run around the field, but also you want the quick fasties out wide, and you want the long lankies in the second row. And you know, I think it's a tremendous game. It's a game for everybody. You need to be at scrum, you need to be able to maul, because that creates space for everybody else around.
Yes, indeed. And coming towards 5 o'clock on Saturday, finally, Jim, what part of the occasion will you look forward to most? I mean, I'm almost asking the question win or lose in terms of going into an occasion like this and being coach of Northampton. What will this mean for you, and which parts of it will you really enjoy?
I'm enjoying the whole ride, and I've loved the build-ups, the qualifying games, you know, home and away has been tough. Of course, then quarter-final and semi-final to play at Milton Keynes was again something special. You always look at the next step. It's quarter. You qualified to get to the quarters. Quarters get to the semis. Semis get to the final. We've had a fantastic week. The boys are buzzing, really looking forward to it. So we're enjoying the journey. We're enjoying the ride. And hopefully at 7 o'clock, you know, we'll be seeing Dylan Hartley with something special.
Absolutely. Very best of luck.
Thank you very much indeed.